Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Have you thought about what the starting point of your style is? I think this is something that many of us really never think about, and it's why we have so many mistakes in our wardrobes. So if you think about style a bit like a journey, so if we were going on a journey, say we're going on a car journey, we need to know where we are located right now so that we can actually plan a direction. We can plan a route. We can decide where we want to go. Even if we take a detour, we can replan that journey or that map because we know where we've started from and we know where we are right now. So if you don't actually know where you are right now, it's very hard to make any decisions about what you should have in your wardrobe. And what most of us are doing when we're going shopping, we're doing this in a very unconscious way. We go shopping, we see stuff around, we think, oh, other people are wearing things like that, maybe I should bring that home. Or, you know, the sales assistant said it was good, so maybe I'll bring that home. Or my sister who I was with thought it was great, you know, so I'll bring that home. And yet we have so many clothes in our wardrobe that are either never worn or hardly ever worn. And it's pretty common. Research shows that about, you know, kind of a half to a third of what the average woman buys each year is basically unworn, which is a big waste. And I think so much of it is down to the fact that we don't have this plan. We don't know where we are. We haven't got a starting point and we don't know where we want to get to. We have no idea of kind of what our destination is. Now, the reality is there's no complete destination with style, but you know, we are looking at, you know, we're getting, you know, to the first destination and then we'll choose a new destination a little bit further down the track. We're going to keep on going on that journey, but we've got those milestones along the way where we are improving our style and creating a style that makes us feel authentic and makes us feel good. So some things you can think about when we are kind of finding that starting point that you may really need to know is things like, you know, where am I now? How am I feeling about my style right now? You know, what's working, what's not working? And then what would I like my style to say about me? What would I like that to be? And then what works me physically? So, you know, body shape, colouring, all those sorts of things. What works for me emotionally? What kind of clothes make me feel like that I'm me and I feel comfortable in them, I feel confident in them, that I feel, you know, whatever it is I want to feel, those kind of emotions we want to have. And what works for different situations, you know, mentally in a way. So what works for the different aspects of my life? What am I going to communicate? How do I want to be appropriate for the situations I'm getting into? What occasions do I have in my life? So we've got these different aspects of style we want to think about, and we want to create our own criteria, our own personalized style guidelines, because those style guidelines will serve as our touchstones as we are going along this journey. We'll know, should I buy this or not? It's a definite yes or no because we have our own criteria. When we don't have that criteria, it's very hard to make a decision about whether something's going to work or not in our wardrobe. And sometimes we've kind of made some criteria, but they're very, very small criteria. So we end up with a bit of a wardrobe full of clone items. We're pretty bored with it. It feels like it's same, same, same every day. Or we end up, if we don't have those criteria, with a bit of everything, and some things get worn and some things don't, and we're always dissatisfied with our style. And I think whichever way we go, whether we're cloned or whether we've got a wardrobe of orphans and things that don't really work, then both those things aren't making us happy and they're not helping us improve our style. So I really think that nailing down that set of criteria, figuring out where we are right now, and then planning that journey. Because once we know, you know, we've got to get into our wardrobe and know, well, what's working from the criteria I have, what do I currently have that works? And then go, well, where are my wardrobe holes? All these things start coming up when we have more of an understanding and more of a style education. And this is why I developed my 7 Steps to Style program, because it's really all about giving you that style education so you can plan your own style journey, so you can figure out where you are now, where you want to go, and the route you want to take, because there's no one right way. There's all sorts of different routes we can take, and there's all sorts of different ways we can use our style to express who we are and to help us have a better life, because in many ways, style is so personal. It can improve our confidence. It raises our self-esteem when we're feeling like we are stylish, or it can bring us down, and I don't want your style to be bringing you down. So it is one of those things to think about, is where are you now? So never head out to the shops without a good idea of where are you now and what do you want to achieve and what are you looking for. Now, how we'll shop is different, and this is depending on personality, and there's lots of different things we can get into. It's a whole topic on itself, but really starting to think about what are those criteria? Where am I now? What do I want my journey to be? What do I really need? How am I going to get from the wardrobe I have today to the wardrobe that I really, really want, the one that's going to help me look and feel really stylish? So they're just a couple of little things to think about. I want you to start thinking about, where are you now? What do you need to know to actually pin down your own style criteria? Because maybe there's a whole lot of things that you haven't thought too much about. And you're just not really sure. And so we've had lots of hits and lots of misses, but we don't know why the hits are the hits, and we don't know why the misses are the misses, and how we can avoid, you know, making more of those misses and make everything or a much greater percentage hits. Thanks so much for watching, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.